Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace.
My year of breaking limits. Shall we rise this morning, lift up our hands unto God, lift our eyes unto him and bless him, magnify the name of the Lord. Let's thank him for another good day, another good morning, another weekend. Magnify his holy name, exalt him. You're still alive, and right now you are there in the presence of the Lord. You've come to appear in his presence. Early in the morning will I seek you. Thank him that you are able to experience this wonderful privilege of coming in the presence of God this early morning. Magnify his holy name. Lift up your eyes unto God. Bless him. Thank him. Thank him for the privilege of this day. Thank him for the privilege of another week. God has taken you through it. Exalt his holy name. Especially throughout these troublous times, he has counted you worthy, giving you the privilege of appearing in his presence again and again and again. Magnify the name of the Lord. You are not counted among the dead at this time. God has preserved you alive, and granted you grace to keep going forward in him. In this post-resurrection period, God has been manifesting himself unto you. You've been having wonderful dialogues with him. The Lord himself is making his presence known unto you, visiting with infallible proofs. Thank him, exalt his holy name. And now you have come into his presence to hear him this morning. Magnify the name of the Lord. He will make himself known unto you, will manifest himself unto you, reveal himself unto you in his word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we exalt your holy name, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of this day. And Lord, we also welcome you, Lord God, into your own tabernacle this morning, Lord. Lord, as you tabernacle amongst your people wherever they are gathered. Lord, you have said, we are where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we know, Lord, right now you have come yourself, Lord God. Lord, not discounting the numbers, Lord, but you are present in your might, you are present in your power to do somebody good, to touch somebody. Lord God, to reverse the evil situation in someone's life, to advance the good things. Lord, to lift your people up, Lord God, to cause them to ascend on heights in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we exalt you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this great privilege. We lift you up, Lord. We exalt your holy name, Lord. We magnify you. You are good, Lord. None like you, none beside you, Lord God. We exalt your holy name. Thank you, Father, Lord God. We welcome you this morning, Lord God, into your own sanctuary, Lord. Move mightily amongst us, Lord. Touch everyone, Lord, at the point of their needs, Father, Lord God. Lord, let your goodness be manifested unto each and every one, Lord, according to their own needs, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for this privileged time. We exalt your holy name. Wave your hands unto him and just magnify him. He's a good God. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him majesty. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Let's put our hands together as we welcome the praise team.
Thank you this morning. Father, we give you praise. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That's wonderful name. That's wonderful. It's Jesus, Jesus. That's wonderful name. It's Jesus. That's wonderful name. His name is Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name. His name is Jesus. J Jehovah Rapha is his name. His name is Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name. His name is Jesus. Oh, there is no other name. I say, that wonderful name, that wonderful name. It's Jesus. That wonderful name, that wonderful name. His name is Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, there is no other name I know. That great physician say, that great physician. His name is Jesus. Oh, that great physician. His name is Jesus. Oh, that great physician, that great. His name is Jesus. There is no other name I know. That great physician say, his name is Jesus. Jehovah Rapha with his name. Oh, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. Oh, the great physician. His name is Jesus. Oh, there is no other name I know. Oh, that wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name. His name is Jesus. That wonderful name. His name is Jesus. There is no other name I know. I say Jesus is the sweetest name I know. It's always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. It's always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason why. The reason why I love him so. I love him so much. I love him so much. Jesus is the sweetest name. Jesus is the sweetest name. He's always just. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason. That is the reason why I love him so. I love him so. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is always just today. Yesterday, today, forever. That is the reason. The name of Jesus is greater, is greater and higher than no name. Is this not an ordinary name? Is the name that full of power and grace? Oh, the name of Jesus. Is greater and higher than no name. It's not an ordinary name. It's the name that full of power of praise. As the name of sickness must bow, they must tremble at the sound of the name. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that full of power and grace.
Shall we put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated? Praise the name of Jesus. Very shortly, we'll be on our feet to give quality thanks to God, saying, Father, In the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Shall we be on our feet as we give thanks to God? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We return this morning to give you thanks. We return to appreciate you, Jesus. Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice. Give quality thanks unto the Father this morning. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We give you the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you. We celebrate you, our King. Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We give you all the glory, Lord. We bless your name and we magnify you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice unto the Father. Give you quality thanks. Let it come from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him for the victory he has granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Our Father and our God, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you, Jesus, for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice and give him thanks. Give him the quality thanks this morning. He deserves all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. We exalt your name, our King. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We return to give you thanks. We return to appreciate you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We adore your name. We magnify you. Lift up your voice unto the Lord. Give him quality thanks this morning. Appreciate him intensely. Let it come from the depth of your heart. Our Father, we give you thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We give you all the praise. We bless your name, our King. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We have come to give you thanks. We have come to appreciate you, giving the quality thanks, because he's given us victory already across the nations of the earth. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice one more time. Give him quality thanks. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the glory. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We magnify you. We celebrate you, Jesus. You are worthy of our praise. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Can I begin? This is chapter 18 and 32. And God replied, I shall not destroy it, for 10's sake. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by this scourge of coronavirus. Father, we pray, Lord, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. This is our prayer this morning, my Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation. Restore the economy of every nation that has been affected by the scourge of coronavirus, that has been affected by the scourge of this noisome pestilence. Father, in the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the elect, restore the economy, restore the lifestyle of every nation affected by the plague of coronavirus. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and for the sake of the elect, let there be a supernatural restoration of the economy of every nation that has been affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Let there be, oh Lord, a restoration, a supernatural restoration of the economy of every single nation that has been affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, this is our prayer in the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the elect, in the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the righteous in the land, restore the economy of every nation, Lord, that has been devastated by the scourge of coronavirus. Restore the economy of every nation that has been affected by the scourge of coronavirus. This is our prayer this morning. Someone lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession and the sound of your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the elect in the land, Father, let there be a supernatural restoration of the economy of every nation that is affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Let there be a supernatural restoration of the economies of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Let there be a restoration, O Lord, beyond human understanding of the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice, pray in faith, pray believing, pray from your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, in the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the elect, in the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the plague of coronavirus. Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Someone lift up your hands right now. Begin to appreciate God for answers to prayer. Appreciate God for the restoration of the economy of the nations. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Please put those hands together for the Lord, and you may be seated.
In our next intercession, we'll be rising to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Psalm 2 and verse 8, ask of me, and I shall give thee the hidden for thy inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voice, praying fervently. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Will you lift up your voice as you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Lift up your voice at heaven. Register your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden. Give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year 2020. In the name of Jesus Christ, is someone lifting up his voice? Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Pray with fervency. Let your faith be engaged as you pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Let it be, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Is heaven hearing your voice of intercession this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Father, we ask, oh God, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. In the name of Jesus, let heaven register your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Lord, you said we should ask of thee. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Is someone lifting up his voice? Let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Engage your heart. Engage your faith. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Lift up your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year 2020. Father, these are heart cry. I will ask of thee according to your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Let it be, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, give us the hidden for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession all through this year. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and give God quality thanks for answer prayers
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together and you may take your seat.
When we rise, this shall be our prayer line. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors out to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. In Titus chapter 1 verse 11, the Bible says, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Let's rise this morning and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors out to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and engage with confidence and authority. Their mouth must be stopped and their voices must be silenced. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, silence all evil counselors out to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, silence all evil counselors, manipulators, every deceiver out to deceive our new converts and to stop their establishment in the faith and in this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, our eyes are on you this morning. Ask him that you silence all evil counselors out to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. Oh God, permit them not. Silence them. Turn their counsels to foolishness that want to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. Lift your voice and pray this prayer with all intent and purpose, desiring of the Lord that these evil counselors be silenced, wherever they may be, whoever they may be, no matter their means of communication. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, silence all evil counselors out to manipulate our new converts from being established in the faith and in this church all through this year. What have you imagined against the Lord? The Bible says he shall make an utter end of it. Oh God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, silence every evil counselor, silence every deceiver, silence every vain talker, silence every manipulator, how to stop our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, is God hearing your voice this morning? Are you making investment? Are you interceding? Are you crying out in faith? Lift up your voice some more. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, silence all evil counselors out to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, remember your word that whatever you do shall be forever. Remember your word that no man shall be able to pluck this new converts out of your hand. And now arise, O Lord, in the name of your son Jesus, silence all evil counselors out to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. Let their enterprise be frustrated. Let their counsels come to naught. Turn their manipulations to foolishness that want to stop our new converts from being established in this church. In the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, silence the voice of manipulators. Silence the voice of deceivers. How to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cry out to you, God, that the voice of strangers, our new converts shall not hear. The voice of manipulators, our new converts shall not heed to. Our Father, in the name above every other name, silence these voices out to manipulate our new converts from being established in the faith and in this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, whatever these voices may be, voice of counsels, voice of thoughts, voice of imaginations, let them be silenced at once. Let them be silenced at once. Oh God of heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ. Silence all evil voices, all evil counselors, how to manipulate our new converts from being established in this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, lift up your hand, commence appreciation, celebrating God in anticipation of answers. Our Father, receive all the glory. Blessed be your name. For none of our harvest shall be lost. In Jesus' awesome name. A big hand to Jesus and please be seated.
Next, we shall be rising up shortly to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Amen. Exodus chapter 1 and verse 7. The Bible is speaking here. Says, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Please rise upon your feet. And let's lift up our voice unto the Lord. Pray in faith. Pray aloud. Pray confidently. And let heaven register your voice right now. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this church the minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let this church the minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Lord, the Bible says the children of Israel, they were fruitful, they multiplied, they increased exceedingly mighty. Oh God, do it again. You did it for the children of Israel, even in the midst of their enemy. Father, stretch forth your hand this year and do that which only you can do. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this church be minimum double. Let this church be minimum double. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019 this year. Someone is praying. Lift up your voice. Pray aloud. Pray in faith. Let heaven hear you right now. No silent prayer. Wherever you may be, cry aloud and pray some more. Cry aloud and pray some more. We are praying right now, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this church be minimum double. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019, even this year, 2020, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we are calling upon you right now, and we are praying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this church, oh God, be minimum double, its average attendance of 2019, even this year, 2020. Someone is praying. Let God hear your voice. Cry aloud right now. We are praying the prayer that God must answer even now. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, let this church be minimum double. Let this church be minimum double. This year, the average attendance of 2019, in the name of Jesus Christ, because with you all things are possible. Father, you did it for the children of Israel, even in the midst of their enemies. Do it again. Father, do it again. Stretch forth your hands, oh God. Let this church, in the name of Jesus Christ, be minimum double. Begin to thank God right now for answered prayers. Lift up your hands and magnify his name. Father, we thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap.
Next, we shall be rising to pray. This time we're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, As you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, as you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, as you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Let every worshiper have an encounter of a lifetime. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you this morning. We are asking that as you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Let God hear your voice. Let God hear your voice as you engage your faith this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, as you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. We are calling upon you this morning. Let no one go the way that they came. Let every worshiper have an encounter of a lifetime. An encounter of a lifetime. Lord, in the services tomorrow Sunday, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let there be vivid visitations for every one worshiper tomorrow Sunday in our services. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, as you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Let God hear your voice. Let him hear the voice of your faith. You are praying fervently this morning. You are praying passionately, engaging the totality of your heart. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. You are doing so in faith and confidence. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, as you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Let God hear your voice. Make sure you are praying in faith. Make sure you are praying with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Lord, and you are doing so with full assurance. Our Father and our God, we call upon you this morning. Lord, as you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, we are asking that you will grant every single worshiper, male and female, old and young, grant each one an encounter of a lifetime, an unforgettable visitation. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you this morning. Our Father and our God, as you gather multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every single worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord and that you are doing so in faith this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we ask of you, Lord, that you will grant every single worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Lord, by your word in our services tomorrow, let there be, O Lord, vivid visitation for every one worshiper in the name of Jesus. No one is permitted to go the way they came in the name of Jesus. We call upon you this morning. Let, O Lord, every one worshiper have an encounter of a lifetime. Make sure you are praying with all your heart this morning, engaging all of your faith as you call upon the name of the Lord, our Father and our God. As you gather multitudes into our services, Lord, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to glorify God. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. In this covenant hour prayer, it is time for Faith Tabernacle announcement. Please pay attention to the following. Number one, praise the Lord. Please be reminded that our live broadcast platforms include the following: Impact Africa TV on Star Times and Night Comsat, Facebook, YouTube, Winners World App, Domi Radio, and Church Satellite. Details for scanning the satellite provisions are available on our social media platforms. Number two, praise the Lord. This season of global challenge must be seen as our opportunity to share our love with the brethren and challenge members around us, according to the level of the grace of God upon us, and we should expect to be blessed as we do in return. Remember, Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Therefore, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Number three, praise the Lord. We are all admonished to lavishly share the various platforms for our live service broadcast with family, friends, neighbors, and acquaintances, giving them the opportunity to connect for their own encounter. Expect your turnaround testimonies in return. Number four, Winner Satellite Fellowship, our house-to-house fellowship, comes up every Saturday in all our WSF centers. The time is 5 to 6 p.m. And finally, number five, praise the Lord. Next Sunday at Faith Tabernacle, that is tomorrow, 26th April 2020, shall be our special end-of-month Thanksgiving service, marriage Thanksgiving, and children dedication. Give Jesus a big, big hand. Okay, marriage, Thanksgiving and children dedication will take place at a later time. We are all admonished to appear with a heart of gratitude for God's hands of preservation upon you and your household. The time is 6 a.m., 7:50, and 9:40 a.m. Jesus is Lord. Give Jesus a big hand.
Next in this service, it is testimony time. Please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, free from HIV/AIDS. 2016, I was tested HIV positive while my husband was negative. I was given retroviral drugs and advised not in any way to get pregnant. Then January 2017, I gave my life to Christ and partook in the 21 days of prayer and fasting. And immediately I enrolled for the Word of Faith Bible Institute. I did the Believers Foundation class and I got